Hey, I hope you're having a great day. I'm Beth Ann Schwamberger, and this is the Brilliant Business Moms Podcast, episode 34. Today, we're going to be talking about 10 ways that you can add new items to your Etsy shop or any online shop you might have for that matter without breaking the bank. Let's get started.
You're listening to the Brilliant Business Moms Podcast, practical business advice for startup moms.
So on Tuesday's show, we talked with Katie Clemens of Gedanka.com, and Katie makes these adorable handmade journals that have really interesting writing prompts in them and this open ring design that lets you just really customize your journal and add tidbits from your life. So of course, when Katie first started out, she didn't have all of the different journal options that she currently has, but as she's grown her business, she's expanded her offerings to include different baby journals and mother-daughter journals, and now a mother-son journal that has writing prompts for you to do with your child to record stories and memories. So Katie has really utilize this idea of expanding her product line without having to break the bank by adding tons of new inventory and all of these brand new supplies. She's using the supplies she already has, such as the printed paper, the little tidbits, the rings, but she's using that to create brand new products. And this is really a smart move because the more products you have, within reason, I mean, you have to be able to keep track of inventory, of course, and the finances. But if you're able to do this on a budget, then having more products means you can reach more people. So we're going to frame this in terms of an Etsy shop. But really, if you have any online shop, these 10 ways to add new items to your shop are going to apply. And we hope we get you thinking outside of the box and thinking of the ways that you can expand your product line without breaking the bank, without killing your business, essentially. We want to grow your business, and you can do that while still being financially savvy. Okay, let's get going here. The first way to add new products would be add new colors to the items that you already have. So one example of this is one of our listeners, Julie, and her Etsy shop is Tokyo Blossom. She makes these adorable little crocheted earrings. And in talking with Julie, I figured out that she can actually make these pretty quickly because she's really skilled at crocheting. And so this was an item where it's already getting some popularity, but she could reach a wider customer base by simply grabbing a few new spools of yarn and adding a wide variety of colors to the mix. Because you never know who will be searching for mint colored earrings or maybe turquoise earrings. They're thinking outside of the box and they want something very particular. And if you happen to have that color offering, you will meet them. So just adding new colors of what you already have is a great way to expand your products. The second idea is, what about new sizes? And I'll talk in terms of Sarah and mine's business, the Amateur Naturalist. For us, this means new container sizes. But if you have a clothing business, then of course, maybe expanding from the children's age down to toddler sizes or up to adult sizes would be a possibility. For someone who makes purses, perhaps you only were making large diaper bag size purses and you can downsize to a tote or to something that maybe a non-mom would use. I don't know why any mom is using a small purse. I think we all have a bazillion things piled at the bottom of our purse. Mine always has a Starbucks double shot. That's like my emergency boost and a stethoscope and all sorts of random things. But anyways, if you're not a mom, you might want that smaller size purse. So that would be a thought there. Okay, so that's one and two, new colors, new sizes. Oh, let me touch real quick. For Sarah and I, we initially had a small little jar with our butterfly terrarium kits. And then we got a larger size jar. And then ultimately we found these really cool large domes that we thought we could make some really striking displays with. So we knew that wasn't going to be a product that appealed to everyone. And certainly it's a much pricier product, but adding that additional size really helps to round out our shop and bring in some new customers. Oh, let me mention one thing here. You might be wondering, okay, if what I'm doing already is working, why exactly am I trying to add all these extra listings to my shop? Let me touch on that, at least in terms of Etsy. And some of this applies to other shops as well. Sarah and I have found, and we are not sure exactly why, so if anyone has insight here, please send us an email at brilliantbusinessmoms@gmail.com because I am really curious about the algorithm that's going on behind this. But for some reason, anytime we get our shop listings in Etsy to 100 product listings or more, magically we get sales right away. I mean, it could be a week where things are so slow, and then all of a sudden, within a few hours and even sometimes 1 hour of getting ourselves over 100 listings, we're getting sales, multiple sales. So something is going on behind the scenes with the Etsy algorithm where once you have 100 items in your shop, perhaps they're then viewing you as a more serious seller. Something changes. Something changes to make it much easier to find your items. And it's strange because, of course, if you're thinking 90 listings to 95 listings, then of course there's 5 new listings, 5 new ways for people to find you. But there's something about getting to that magic number of 100 that really seems to be powerful within Etsy. So if you guys have ideas, if anyone has inside scoop on how this works, we would love to hear about it because we're honestly baffled, but it really seems to work for us every time. So that would be my advice for any Etsy sellers out there. I know when you're first starting out, getting to 100 listings seems insane. It seems completely overwhelming and impossible to do. But I'm hoping with these 10 ideas that aren't going to break the bank that you could get to 100 listings much quicker than you realize. And getting to 100 listings now before Christmas hits is going to be really important. So really take this information to heart and see what you can do with it. And I'd love for you guys to write to us and let us know how you've created new listings. We'd love to check them out and give you a shout out on the show. Okay, so sorry for that aside, but I realized I hadn't really explained why those listings are so important. So new colors, new sizes. The third idea is DIY kits are really big right now. They're all over the place. And on Etsy, they even have gift ideas categories for the DIYers, they call it. So maybe you do crochet, or maybe you make really adorable flower pins, but maybe there's a way that you could sell all the supplies that go with that listing along with photos and step-by-step instructions, or maybe you give them access to a how-to video. And so you've then turned that finished product, you've made it into a new product, which is a DIY kit. And for many people who are really crafty and just love to be doing things, and also for parents with their kids, we love to be doing things, to be having experiences together and learning new things. So DIY kits are really huge. So I would definitely think about potentially adding that to your shop. Now for Sarah and I, our whole shop is pretty much DIY kits because we can't ship our butterfly terrariums already made. They would get completely destroyed in the mail. So we essentially started with that business model. But even if you haven't, just think about it. Think if there's a way that maybe one of your simpler products could also be a DIY kit. The fourth way is to add some customization to your products. This could be as simple as embroidering initials into the side of a purse, or maybe on an adorable t-shirt that you make, maybe something for kids that you could add that customization to it, perhaps on little backpacks or lunch boxes, or on a baby blanket. It would be a great way to tell people that they can add the initials that they want, perhaps the birth date. There are a lot of ways to make a product more special by adding that personalization, that custom product. Also, I've noticed within Etsy, if you look within their search bar, oftentimes it will suggest whatever item you're searching for, it will also suggest personalized such and such. So personalization is huge on Etsy, and you can jump on that bandwagon too. Okay, so the fifth idea would be to add gift wrapping or express shipping to your product. This, I suppose this should be two separate ideas, but I've lumped them together here. And again, this is something you really want to have ready to go before the holiday season hits. So some people will want that express shipping. They might be procrastinators, like someone else I know, me. So if they're a procrastinator, they might say, you know what, it's fine. I don't mind. I'll pay the $20 for express shipping, but give me that option. And having that option available makes it so much easier on you as a shop owner, because then you don't have to be having conversations back and forth with a bazillion people. You just have that express shipping. They pay $20 more, they add it to their cart, they're ready to go. And gift wrapping, again, this is just something that makes it so easy on your customer. Many customers who are ordering online want to ship that product right to the recipient that they bought that gift for. So especially at Christmas, again, you want to include gift wrapping. One shop owner who does this really well is Dana of Applewhite Handmade. She actually has three different gift wrap options. So they are three different listings within Etsy. And you do pay a little bit for that gift wrapping, but she really does a great job with it. And she has a picture of what that finished product will look like. She has, you know, three adorable wrapping paper options that go with it and three different ribbon types that go with it. So, and then a cute little tag for you to personalize, a cute little gift tag. So Dana's really doing a great job there. She also has those extra listings for express shipping. So right there, let's say if you have three different gift wrap options like Dana does, those are three extra listings you can add to your shop right there. And perhaps you have a few different shipping options that people could upgrade to. So there's a few more shop listings right there. So the sixth idea would be add a card that goes with your product. So I came up with this idea for us when it was the end of the school year, and unfortunately, I came up with the idea a little bit too late, so we didn't get a chance to get it up and listed, but for next year, we totally will. And essentially, what I did was say, our butterfly terrarium kits would make great teacher gifts, but what would really sell it is if we had a cute little card with a poem on it that was specifically meant to be sent to a teacher and talks about how the teacher had helped that child to learn and grow that year. So that's what we did. I came up with a cute little poem geared just for teachers, and then it was blank inside for the parent or the student to write in whatever they wanted. So it's really not that hard to add a card, or you can even make it easier on yourself and make it a free printable card. So maybe you work with a graphic designer. It shouldn't take them too much time to create it. And if you're creative, you can do it yourself and then just make it a printable that they can add to that order to customize it. I can think of a bazillion different cards that you could potentially include. One would be for a child's birthday. One could be as a baby gift or baby shower gift. So Mother's Day or Father's Day, there are just so many ideas here for creative cards that just really sell your product, put it over the edge, and make people say, I've got to buy this one. Okay, so the seventh idea is to actually make a brand new product, but think about how you could do that with the supplies that you already have. So a great example would be a shop that sells jewelry. There are so many different combinations with the beads and the findings and the chain that you already have, where you could really come up with a completely different design without spending any additional money. Graphic design is also one of those items where, honestly, the sky's the limit, because if you're offering your designs as printables for people to get as a PDF and print at home, really all you need is that graphic design program, and you can continue to create design after design. So I'm kind of envious of the graphic designers on Etsy, because they can really fill out their shops with tons of cool things without breaking the bank at all. Another idea here is that Sarah and I can make brand new things by simply combining different butterflies with different floral elements. And really, you can give that display a completely different feel depending on the mix and match of colors and moss and things that you use. The eighth idea would be to create a supplies listing from items that you use to make your products. Supplies are actually a huge part of Etsy sales. A lot of people don't realize this, but since people who make things and are crafters are on Etsy all the time, many times shop owners go on Etsy to buy their supplies there from other shops. So you can potentially do the same thing. If you make jewelry and you have extra chain that you're pretty sure you're not going to use, then make a supplies listing for 5 feet of a certain type of chain. The other great thing about making supplies listings is that it allows you to get found on Etsy in a completely different way. So whereas before people would be searching under the handmade category or perhaps the vintage category, whatever the case is for you, with supplies, that's a whole new category. So maybe someone found you by hunting for knitting supplies, but then they realized, wow, this is a really talented knitter here, and I really want to buy one of her sweaters because it's amazing. The ninth idea for adding new listings is to use different cover photos for your listings, and this accomplishes a few things. The same product can look completely different depending on how you stage it, and the same product can appeal to a different customer depending on how you stage it. So one example would be Carrie, who sells housewares, tablecloths, things like that at Izzy and Ollie. She has this orange and white napkin, orange and white handmade napkins that she makes. One of the pictures, the cover picture for the listing, has her adorable little girl sitting at a play setting with an orange napkin out, and she's got like a fork and spoon and she's being kind of silly. It's super cute. So that's more going to appeal to maybe a mom, maybe someone who's looking for tabletop items that are a bit more kid-friendly and fun. But on the other side of things, she has that same set of orange and white napkins where it's just the napkin on a white plate with the silverware around it. So she just kind of puts it into perspective in that play setting without a person. So that photo has a bit more serious feel, but it puts the napkin in perspective. And so that might draw in a different crowd, maybe an older lady who doesn't have kids at home, who's looking for that more polished look. So the other thing that having multiple cover photos and then using those to create multiple listings does is it gives treasury makers more items to work with. So while one treasury might focus on simplicity and just certain color, so that napkin just sitting on the white plate is perfect, another treasury might be a bit more quirky, fun. They want to convey movement, a lightness, and so that photo of Carrie's adorable daughter would be perfect. So you're going to reach different treasury makers. And then one thing that Sarah and I love to do, if we know we're going to create duplicate listings that are essentially the same product but they have different cover photos, is you can sometimes put that product into different categories. So perhaps your item can be considered part of housewares, but maybe it's also an item that could be considered under the kids category. It's a kids product, but it's also a housewares product. So use those duplicate listings as a chance to list your item within different categories on Etsy. And again, what this does is allow you to be found in more places. So the last idea for adding more listings to your Etsy shop, and this one I think is probably the most controversial. The other ones I don't think are controversial at all, I guess. But this one you might disagree with, and I'm not saying that this idea will work for everyone, but it's been crazy effective for Sarah and I. And that idea is to sell semi-damaged items at a discounted price. So I'll tell you how Sarah and I came up with this. Actually, I shouldn't say Sarah and I. Sarah, this was all you and it was genius. So Sarah is our inventory tracker. She ships all of the products from our Etsy shop. She's kind of the hub of our Etsy shop. So she noticed over time that the butterflies we use are obviously, they're fragile, they're real preserved butterflies, so not all of them are going to stay perfect. And there's actually an art to spreading a dried butterfly and spreading out the wings, making it look perfect for a display. In the course of spreading, you won't get a perfect result every time. Sometimes the wings will turn out crooked. Sometimes you might accidentally tear a wing. So there are a lot of ways to damage that really fragile butterfly. So over time, Sarah had all of these semi-damaged, just a tiny nick here, a little bit crooked there, but they weren't good enough for her to put into a product and give to a customer because we have high standards. We want to send our customers only the best. But she was still keeping these butterflies because they didn't look terrible. They're still beautiful specimens. But she kept wondering, what can I do with this? I don't want to waste them. I don't want to throw them out. But her accumulation of semi-damaged butterflies just kept growing and growing and growing. So finally, Sarah decided, we were already having a lot of success with our supplies listings on Etsy, which is essentially we sell just an individual butterfly specimen or insect specimen or just some moss. So those supplies listings were doing really well. People were finding us and they were wanting just that butterfly specimen. So she decided, what if I put 10 assorted semi-damaged butterflies in a box? I'll take a picture of that exact box so people know exactly what they're getting. They can kind of get a sense for what the damage looks like. And she describes some of the damage within that listing. So it's essentially what you see is what you get. But then that customer is getting 10 butterflies for a way cheaper price than they would if they were buying 10 perfect specimens. So it's kind of a win-win, especially for there are a lot of crafters who may take the butterfly and then just use one wing in a piece of jewelry or something like that. So this product listing for us has sold really well. So we're able to sell these semi-damaged specimens that we just couldn't bring ourselves to throw away. And then crafters are also getting supplies at a great deal. So those are the 10 ideas for how you can add new listings to your Etsy shop. I'm not even going to run through them again because I'm actually going to have a really fun pinnable image for you over on the website. So just head to brilliantbusinessmoms.com/34 and you'll find the little bit of show notes I have for this as well as a fun little pinnable image that'll kind of remind you of when you're racking your brain to think of ways to add more listings. You'll have 10 great new ideas right there. So I hope this episode was helpful. I hope you can round out your shop with some more listings, get found in more places, and have an amazingly successful Christmas season this year. So that's all I've got for you today. Now it's your turn to head out there and be brilliant.